This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Victorian Nationals leader and Shadow Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Peter Walsh, told ABC Radio this week that the Victorian opposition has retracted support for a state-based treaty with First Nations people. He blamed concerns about cultural heritage laws for the backflip, claiming they could hamper development across the state. Jaron Murray-Jackson is a reserved seat holder of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria. Jaron, welcome to Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Were you surprised by the backflip?
Yes, very surprised. The coalition have supported us for a long time, sort of behind closed doors. And then, yeah, just sort of didn't have any conversation with them and just heard about this on Sunday, which is disappointing.
What impact will it have on the process of negotiating a treaty here in Victoria?
Yeah, although it is disappointing, we're not really overly concerned about the announcement. Everything's in place to begin treaty negotiations with the government. So we'll be getting on with making sure Aboriginal communities have the tools needed to implement practical solutions at a local level.
Now, he said that there were concerns about cultural heritage laws. What are the cultural heritage laws that the Victorian opposition are concerned about?
Yeah, well, they're concerned about the Cultural Heritage Act, which has all to do with cultural heritage across Victoria, and the TOSA Act, so Traditional Owners and Settlement Act, which is sort of similar in a way. So, yeah, they want to review these two acts, which is currently underway with the Yuruk Justice Commission. They're reviewing everything to do with land justice. So I reckon they need to get involved with that process if they want to do a review.
So did they really need, I suppose, to pull support for a treaty in the whole process? Couldn't they have just raised their concerns about the cultural heritage implications?
Yeah, definitely. I could have kind of had a yarn with us. First Peoples Assembly, our doors are always open to yarn with anyone on whatever political side they are, because treaties above politics. So, yeah, it was very disappointing that they just came out all guns a-blazing, really.
Jaron, what do you reckon that they're perhaps capitalising on the result of the recent referendum?
Oh, 100%. We've seen it across the whole nation, everyone doing backflips and 180s. So, yeah, I think they're sort of just copying what other state coalitions who aren't in power are doing now. So, yeah, it's very disappointing.
We're chatting with Jaron Murray-Jackson from the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria about what it means now that the Liberal and National parties in Victoria have turned their backs on the treaty. One of the things that strikes me is that many people who voted no in the referendum said they wanted a treaty first. Do you reckon this is a bit of short-sightedness on behalf of the Victorian opposition? Because I think in many of these electorates, many people still do want a treaty.
Yeah, 100%. Like, they're saying that they don't even know what a treaty is, but, you know, the First Peoples Assembly has been around since 2019 in Victoria. We've been having these conversations for decades, but really they've just taken up root since 2016. So it's been around for a long time, and if they want to learn more, they can just come and have a yarn with us.
Where is the treaty process now, Jaron?
Well, the last round of members from 2019 to just last year, they were building the frameworks and, you know, things that will help us, give us the tools to negotiate. So they're all been done, and we've appointed the treaty authority who'll be the independent umpire. So we're looking for them to set up their whole organisation. And then we'll look to hopefully start negotiating some proper outcomes for our people later in the year.
Well, it's good to hear that hopefully this backflip won't stall the negotiations in any way.
Yeah, that's right. Full steam ahead for us.
Jaron, thanks for chatting with us on Drive.
No worries, thank you.
Jaron Murray-Jackson from the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.